Winter came early in Missouri this year. For my family, winter means firing up the wood stove to keep the house toasty warm. It also means getting out in the woods to harvest hardwood trees for next year's winter. A couple of years ago, my husband decided to also cut down an area of cedar trees. He's very allergic to cedar and appeared to take great joy in cutting down his nemesis. It took us well over a week to clean up all the wood and branches that resulted from his unbridled revenge. I had dubbed that area the Black Forest due to the density of cedar trees. No one could walk it because the trees were so thick. The trees blocked the light, making the area a very dark pocket on the property. As we cleaned up the mess of cedar limbs and trunks, what we found surprised us. Here, growing up within the branches of the cedar trees were oak trees. We never knew they were there. These oak trees were surprisingly long. Most would say tall, but there is a reason I use the word long. These oak trees could not stand up on their own. They had grown up within the footprint of the cedar tree and grew accustomed to relying on the cedar's branches to provide their stability. Once the cedar tree was removed, the oak just flopped over. It had no strength of its own. This fascinated and troubled me. There were about a dozen oak trees up to 30 feet long, all arching over. It struck me that we can be like that spiritually. We have access to so many great teachers of the Word of God. Many become dependent on these teachers and their work. But what if something happens to them? If we put a human being on a pedestal, that person will fall. It's only a matter of time. Humans are not designed to be placed on a pedestal. They will disappoint. Or maybe it's not a pedestal. Maybe it's simply dependence on their teaching, like a baby with a bottle. If there's no one to give the bottle, the baby can't feed itself. There is a season for the bottle, but the baby matures and gradually learns how to feed itself. We are not called to stay babies. We are called to grow. Neither are we designed to grow up within the branches of a cedar. We are called to reach for the sun and grow in the strength he provides. Through the years, I've seen leaders fall, congregations rocked, and people left dazed and bent in their faith. I see people relying on Bible studies and books instead of reading the Word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate and learn from church leaders' books and Bible studies. The problem arises when we depend on them, exchanging God and the Word of God for those things. Dependence on humankind is a peer dependence that reaches out horizontally for steadiness. When we depend on God, we reach up. This is healthy and builds strength. Don't be an oak growing up hidden within the branches of a cedar tree. Yes, we need community. Yes, we are the body of Christ. But don't handicap yourself by relying on another person when you should be relying on God. The end of the year is a time when many of us reflect on the year behind and evaluate where we are in life. Are you a hidden oak, tucked away within the shadow of something else? Here's my challenge to you this week. Read the book of Colossians, one chapter a day. But wait, don't let negative thoughts start percolating. This is completely doable. There are just 4 chapters, and each of them only takes around 3 or 4 minutes to read at a normal reading rate. The deceiver would love to discourage you and keep you out of the Word using any means possible. Don't let him win. Take in a complete section of Scripture and let it seep into your spirit this week. It's amazing what God can do with a willing spirit and His Word. I'd love to hear what happens this week for you. Here are a couple of pointers to make your time in God's Word more meaningful. Start with prayer. Ask God to reveal Himself and His ways to you. Read it thoughtfully. This is not a timed competition. Then pick out one or two main ideas from what you read. Let those ideas or themes marinate in your mind throughout the day. Now, I'll join you in this challenge this week. Reach for the sun. You are an oak. At the end of the week, or even after a day of meaningful study, please share with me. We learn best in community when we can bounce ideas and insights off one another. God reveals himself to you in a way that can be different than me. Let's get the most out of pursuing God together and share what God is doing. Day 1, read Colossians 1. Day 2, read Colossians 2. Day 3, read Colossians 3. And day 4, read Colossians 4.